Life, and welcome to Swiss Info's program for August the 1st. I'm Jeannie Wirtz. My great-aunt Esther lived until she was 102. Born in 1899, she left a lasting impression on me. At 4 feet 10 inches, she was tiny, but she bubbled with energy. As a child, I loved visiting her in her nursing home. She would link her arm through mine and hustle me away to admire a piece of pottery in the ceramics room or a flowering bush in the garden. "This is my grandniece," she would say, stopping to present me to her friends. She lived in the home for almost 40 years. More often than not, aging is viewed as negative. Does it have to be? What happens to us as we grow older? This week, Swiss Info looks at aging from a variety of viewpoints. Bruno Meyer was born in eastern Switzerland in a small town called Mels. His birthday was a special day, and not just for him. When you were a kid, did you consider it an advantage or a disadvantage to be born on the Swiss national holiday?
Ein Vorteil.
It was an advantage. I always believed that the bonfires and the fireworks were there just for me.
This year, Meyer turned 74. Like many people, he's had to overcome some setbacks in his life. Meyer's parents divorced when he was 12, and he moved with his mother to Zurich, where he began the sport of gymnastics. But at the age of 18, he broke his leg while skiing and had to give up both sports. Meyer completed an apprenticeship as a draftsman, attended an engineering school in the evenings, and worked for a company that made cable cars. But he sometimes took a break from working while at work. He told me about a rather unique place that he performed a handstand.
Das sind Masten für ab 220 bis 400,000 Volt.
It was on a high-voltage pole. They have 220 to 400,000 volts. I was out on the edge of it, around 90 meters above the ground.
Around 10 years after Meyer broke his leg, his wife convinced him to go back to sports. He took over as coach of a local gymnastics team. It was a hobby he continued for almost 40 years. Lately, Bruno Meyer has been less than healthy. The day I talked to him, he had just come home from the hospital.
On July the 22nd, everything was normal. But already in the morning on the 23rd, I couldn't get enough air. It got worse and worse through the day, and at night I had to call for an ambulance. I spent 14 days in the hospital. They managed to get me back on my feet. I had a bunch of tests, and they said there's also something wrong with my heart.
Now, Meyer is headed for several weeks of rehabilitation. When he looks back on his life, what does he think?
Getting older isn't particularly nice. Every year you become more aware that gradually the end is coming nearer, with the little things that go wrong. But overall, I have to say that I've lived a very full life, and I'm satisfied with how it's gone.
Stefan Jakob is a chief physician in the intensive care unit of the Bern University Hospital. He says that today patients are living to be older, often into their 90s, and more is being done for them. I took a tour with him through the ICU in Bern.
As you can see, it's quite spacious. There's a lot of space, much more than we had in the old unit. And on this side, we don't have any windows. So this is only for patients who stay for a short while or are intubated and not conscious. If they are conscious and stay for a longer time, we move them to the other part where there are windows.
And how many patients do you have on average?
On average, we have available 51 beds, and on average we have maybe 40, 45 patients. This is the only unit for adult patients. There's one for children. And we have surgical patients, trauma patients, patients with pneumonia, stroke, anything.
And what are typical problems that older patients have, that elderly patients have?
The problem is that they have multiple organ failure, so all their organs are failing to some degree, which is it's not a big problem if there is no acute disease, but if there is an acute disease, these organ reserves are not enough to maintain the the whole function, and then they need a ventilator, they need dialysis and so on.
How will the ICU be affected by the fact that there's going to be so many more older patients coming in the future because of the general aging of the population?
The average age is increasing in the ICU. Now the average age is 65. And there are procedures which we didn't use, let's say, 10 years ago for older patients, like transplantation, invasive treatment for stroke, artificial hearts. This is now, because patients are getting older, this is increasing use also for these patients, and they stay longer than the younger patients, so we need more beds basically for these patients.
So transplantations now are also done for older patients?
Yes. Kidney has always been done for older patients, but now they transplant kidneys for up to 70 years old. They transplant hearts up to 65, 70. But the problem is we don't have the organs.
Older patients can also donate organs, is that right?
Yes, but not so many donate their organs. Or actually, they don't say whether they would like to do it or not, and then they are unconscious. And then the relatives don't know what the presumed will is, and then they usually say no if they don't know the will.
Making decisions for an unconscious elderly relative in an intensive care unit is often difficult. But making decisions for a conscious elderly relative can be just as hard. For many people, the keys to the car symbolize independence. Asking an elderly driver to give up driving can threaten that independence. But at some point, the decision to stop driving is made. In Switzerland, giving up driving is sometimes accompanied by another ritual, bequeathing a license plate with a loan number to a younger driver. Swiss license plates consist of a two-letter code for the canton, followed by up to six digits. Having a low-numbered plate is considered trendy. Patricia Contrera of Zurich recently inherited her grandfather's plates.
My grandparents have this number for many years since they are driving a car. And my grandfather stopped driving because he's like 92 years old. And you can inherit the number from your family, but just like from a direct line, so from your parents or from your grandparents. From your sisters or brother, it's not possible, just like the direct family. And so we just got a new car, and I had no plates. I had to do new ones. And then my grandparents just said, we will anyhow stop driving, we will not use it anymore. So why won't you have our plate?
And your grandmother didn't drive at all?
She gave up driving many years ago. So just my grandpa was driving.
And what made him finally decide to give up his driver's license?
They moved houses. They had an apartment, and they moved to another apartment for elderly people, where they have like medical assistance, and they have everything near there, you know, like shops and restaurants, everything they need. So he really doesn't need to drive anymore. And my grandma was also afraid being with him driving because, I mean, yeah, he's quite old. And although he's in a good health, it's actually not the same driving when you're old or when you're young.
Many things change as a person grows old. And just as there's a medical specialty for the young, pediatrics, there's also a specialty for the old. Geriatrics is the medical discipline focusing on the care of the aging. Treating the elderly requires special knowledge, says Thomas Münzer, president of the Swiss Geriatric Society and a chief physician in St. Gallen.
They mostly present with three or four or five different medical problems which need to be managed very carefully. And here we need to have the information about biology of aging, and we have to know that old body functions differently from a younger body and so on.
Gianna Negri, a young assistant physician in the geriatrics department of Berns Ziegler Hospital, is learning to assess patients' problems. She says she hasn't decided whether she wants to become a geriatrician, but she likes working with old people.
A lot of young doctors think geriatrics isn't so exciting or action-filled, but I don't agree at all. I don't find it boring. We have a lot of days that are challenging and full of action.
She's sometimes amazed at how well off very old patients are.
It's funny, today I was with a 94-year-old patient who is still really fit, mentally as well, and I never would have guessed that she was as old as she is. I hope that I'll be like her at that age, both mentally and physically fit.
And aging is not depressing, in Negri's opinion.
A lot of young people think getting old is a terrible thing, but I think it depends on the situation, and I don't think it's so bad. I'm looking forward to growing old.
Some people grow old more gracefully than others. My Aunt Esther was one of them. In 1986, when I was 24 years old and my Aunt Esther was 87, she wrote me a 6-page letter. In it, she described meeting her husband when she was 21.
From the very first, I told him I'd go out with him, but never get serious, as I didn't intend to get married. We went together for 2 years. Guy was so good to me that I said yes, I would marry him. We were married for 42 years when he died. They were the happiest years of my life. Even though he's gone, I feel like he's watching over me. I hope someday you meet a man who's crazy about you. It's better that the man is crazy about you than you about him.
Aunt Esther moved into a nursing home in her mid-60s. In her letter, she described her daily life.
I'm very happy here. I have a room furnished with my things from the old house. They supply my sheets, pillowcases, and towels, and wash them. Someone cleans my room once a week. I get 3 meals a day. We have a bus that takes us to different things. I usually go to ceramics twice a week. I go to exercise every day except Saturday and Sunday. It's from 8:30 to 9. You exercise every part of your body, yet it's not strenuous.
During one visit that I paid to my Aunt Esther, when she was in her 90s, she strode down the hall next to me, gripping a huge rubber band and demonstrating the upper body exercises she did at exercise class. Aunt Esther's letter put aging into perspective for me.
I was 87 on my last birthday. Here, they don't think you're old until you're 100. Then they have a big party for you and plant a tree in your honor. We had a lady who was 100 last spring. She's still very spry and does her own washing. Plays a good game of bridge, too.
In fact, the last time I saw my Aunt Esther was at her 100th birthday party. Asked if she wanted anything special, she said peanut butter. So, is age relative? Surely a lot depends on your situation and attitude. Throughout her life, my Aunt Esther was the youngest person I've ever met. That's all we have time for. More news and features about Switzerland are available on our website, www.swissinfo.ch. To play us out, here's Scott Joplin's Something Doing. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week. I'm Jeannie Wirtz.